Abebe Amro-Selesi, the director for the African Department at the IMF, says his visit to South Sudan was aimed at understanding how the government intends to implement reforms to fight corruption and ensure accountability and transparency. Besides meeting President Salva Kiir, Selesi also met with the officials at the Finance and Economic Planning Ministry, as well as those at the South Sudan Central Bank. Before wrapping up his visit today, he also spoke with the civil society activists. He says meeting the various stakeholders is an opportunity to understand efforts the unity government expects to implement to pull the economy out of the current crisis.
It was very heartening to hear from politicians, from leaders in this country that the government is committed to promoting transparency, tackle corruption, improve governance, particularly in the oil sector where a lot of accountability and transparency is needed. Very heartening to hear the government's commitment. Also to promote transparency on the spending side, to make sure that the resources the government has can be explained in terms of how it's being used, salaries are being paid and the like.
This year, the IMF has donated at least $500 million to South Sudan to try to stabilize the economy. The money is primarily being used to stabilize foreign exchange rates and pay the salaries of civil servants. Selesi says it's worth recognizing setbacks and difficulties the South Sudanese economy has experienced over the past 2 years, largely caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and floods. The IMF applauds South Sudan for implementing reforms such as stabilizing the foreign exchange rate, but Selesi emphasizes that more efforts are still needed to address corruption and ensure effective transparency.
Tackling corruption, improving governance is first order. I mean, it's really one of the high priority challenges that we see in this country. Given how much resources are needed to promote development here, to build schools, to build clinics, to build roads, all of the needs that you all know way more than I can ever, all of the priorities. It's really paramount that every single public resource is used as wisely and effectively as possible, and of course being directed to this development or effort. So, you know, we see this as a first order priority.
Selesi says the IMF will provide more support to South Sudan in the coming months in the areas of accountability and reforms. He calls on institutions such as the parliament to play their oversight roles. Dier Tong Ngor, the governor of South Sudan's central bank, says Selesi's visit will motivate officials to do more to implement the required reforms. He says his meetings with the various stakeholders have led to agreement on several developments.
The need for us, you know, to push forward with these reforms and with the medium to long-term view of making sure that South Sudan can sustain what has been done. We need to sustain the stability in the exchange rate. We need also to push forward with the progress that have been made in the area of public financial management. We completely agree also with the IMF, with the director and his colleague, that it is very important that we be more transparent with our resources, what the revenue that we receive and the spending of the government.
Ngor says he and Selesi also discussed efforts to boost local production. South Sudan's 2018 revitalized peace deal requires the unity government to implement various reforms in key institutions such as the Bank of South Sudan, the Ministry of Finance, and the Anti-Corruption Commission. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.